time for our first local news update this morning. It's brought to you by Baker & Daniels, with more online at bakerdaniels.com. And here with a look at what's happening early today is Sharon Allseth. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, everyone. Columbus Mayor Fred Armstrong says he's received a phone call from Democratic operatives seeking his opinion on a possible run for lieutenant governor alongside presumptive nominee John Gregg. Armstrong says he thinks his chances of being offered the number two spot on the ticket are slim because he may appear too similar to Gregg. Indiana Legislative Insight editor Ed Feigenbaum says he agrees.
John Gregg could use a woman. John Gregg could use somebody with ties to organized labor. John Gregg does not need somebody from the legislature. John could use somebody from the business community, and he would do well to get somebody from outside of the southern part of the state.
Feigenbaum says Hammond Mayor Thomas McDermott could be an appealing choice to be Gregg's running mate. Gregg formally announced his candidacy for governor on Tuesday. With congressional passage of a debt deal, the U.S. will raise the debt ceiling just in time to avoid a default. Indiana's representatives in the House voted 5-4 against the bill, and Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports Senators Richard Lugar and Dan Coats were split.
Lugar voted in favor of the agreement, calling it a victory for conservative fiscal responsibility. In a statement, Lugar said, even though the deal isn't everything Republicans wanted, it does not raise taxes and it significantly cuts spending. Dan Coats was one of 26 senators voting against the agreement Tuesday. In a YouTube video, the Hoosier Republican says the deal is only a baby step.
I oppose the final bill because it falls significantly short of what is needed to address the severity of this fiscal crisis.
Coates says the plan does not cut enough, nor does it include any entitlement or tax reform. Coates called for at least $4 trillion in cuts, while the debt agreement cuts about $2 trillion over the next 10 years. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain will be stumping for support from Hoosiers. State Republican Chairman Eric Holcomb says Cain will campaign in Indiana August 15th. Holcomb says Cain will visit GOP headquarters in Indianapolis and talk about the national debt. Holcomb invited the Republican presidential candidates to the state last month. Cain is the first to accept his invitation. Ground will be broken this morning on what was initially to be called the North of South development at South and Alabama, adjacent to the Eli Lilly campus. City and company officials will be joined by community representatives and developers to turn the shovels of dirt and announce a name change for the project, which will include housing and retail. The city of Indianapolis is rolling out its next phase of a pilot curbside recycling program. Carts are being delivered this week to 3,000 homes on the northeast, east, and south sides to try out curbside recycling for free for 3 months. The first pickup will be next Monday. Information cards will be attached to the bins being dropped off. And the American Civil Liberties Union First Wednesday's speaker series continues today with a discussion on the police use of force. Speakers include Marion County Prosecutor Terry Curry, Law Professor William Marsh, and Larry Landis, who heads the Indiana Public Defender Council. Forum starts at noon here at WFYI's Community Room at 16th and Meridian. WFYI weather, a slight chance of morning showers, otherwise partly sunny today, high 90. Tonight partly cloudy, low 67, and mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 88. Right now it's cloudy and 81 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
All right, Sharon, thanks very much. It's coming up on 6:35 now. A little bit more news in terms